Hi everyone, today we'll be reading from John chapter 17, verses 20 through 26. I do not ask for these only, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, that they may all be one, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you, that they also may be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. The glory that you have given me, I have given to them, that they may be one even as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may become perfectly one, so that the world may know that you sent me and love them as you loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am, to see my glory that you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, even though the world does not know you, I know you, and these know that you have sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will continue to make it known that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, and I in them. Now, this is the last part of what's called the high priestly prayer. And Jesus here is at the Last Supper, and this is the night that he's going to be betrayed. He spent a lot of time, which we covered in the earlier chapters, he spent a lot of time talking here, giving his disciples his last words, in a sense. And before he goes off to pray in the Garden of Gethsemane, he prays this really important prayer. And in the first part of the prayer, Jesus prays for himself that he'll be glorified as he goes to the cross and as later is resurrected. In the second part of the prayer, which we covered on Friday, Jesus prays for his disciples. Now, specifically for the 11 disciples that were there before him. Now, of course, it applies to us as well, but specifically for them, he prayed for their protection from the enemy, and he also prays for their commissioning as they're sent out into the world to share the good news of Jesus. Now, today's passage, again, it's the last part of this prayer. And in this, Jesus prays for, he says, those who will believe in me through their word. Jesus here, he's praying for everyone who believes in him through the word of his apostles, of his disciples. Who he's praying for is us. It's the church. It's everyone who believes in Jesus because of the work, the ministry of those disciples. And that, of course, continues to even today, that work, as they share the good news, as they've started churches, as they wrote scripture, all those things. Jesus here is praying for the church. And in this prayer, there's one important thing that we want to highlight here that he prays for. And what he prays for is unity. And that says in verse 20, he says this in verse 21. Jesus says, I ask for those who believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. He's praying for unity. Now, when we think of unity, we may think of it in a bunch of different ways. Some of it's like being on the same page in terms of vision. For some people, it's like being able to have fun together, have play games together, have joy together. It's loving one another. Or being able to serve together. And of course, these are all good things. It's all part of it. But if you look carefully at this passage, the unity that Jesus talks about, it's not superficial at all. Not that the things I said were, but this unity is very, very deep. What Jesus says here is that he prays that they may all be one. He says, just as you, Father, are in me and I in you. What Jesus prays for is a unity that is like the unity between Jesus and his Father. Our unity is meant to mirror, be a reflection of the Trinity, of what that relationship is between Jesus and the Father, and of course the Holy Spirit as well. And we won't delve too deep into this, but the basic theology of the Trinity is that there's three persons, right? They're co-equal. They're all eternal, and they have different roles, but it's a perfect relationship, perfectly loving relationship. The three persons of the Trinity, they are different, but they work together in unity. There's this perfect love relationship between them all. There's no pride, there's no jealousy, there's no anger, there's no oh, you have that role, I wish I could do that, or I'm better than you because I do this. None of that is there. And our unity, what Jesus is praying for, is that our unity will be like that. Our unity is not, the unity of the church is not meant to be like, hey, what's up? Let's hang out, chill together, right? That's part of it. But it's also not meant to be just that we serve together or on mission together. Again, part of it. But the unity is deep. It's eternal. It's loving. For lack of a better word, our relationships with one another should be holy. It's spiritual. This is what we are called to be like. Now, the question here, then, is as we understand that kind of unity is this what we see today? And I think most of us would start with, no, we don't. Now, if we just start with our church, is the unity of Symphony Church like that of the Trinity? Probably not. Now, I think there are some really good things that have happened or are continuing to happen, but we're far from this like picture of unity that's in this passage. And if we zoom out and look at the church, the capital C church, the universal church, it feels even harder to see this kind of unity. If we just look at even just only this nation that we're in the United States, there's this divide. And much of the divide in this nation actually comes from like Christians, right? It seems to be there's Christians who are for or against a political party or people in power, those kind of things, right? There's this huge divided scene. There's this lack of unity and love for one another. There's different churches in a city, maybe some rivalry, all those kind of things. Now, what's going on then? Like, if you see the church like this, then did Jesus' prayer not work? Is this only like a pipe dream kind of thing? Like, what's happening here? Now, one thing I want to say is that Jesus' prayer is working. And maybe it's just not as apparent as we would hope. Or maybe this kind of unity isn't meant to show up on like the news or social media. But I think there's still something missing. And I think what's missing is this. It's what Jesus prays for later in this passage. In verse 24, Jesus says, Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given me, may be with me where I am to see my glory that you have given me, because you have loved me before the foundation of the world. What Jesus prays for here essentially is that, like, Father, I pray that they'll be with me. These people that you have given me, I pray that they'll be with me. The question is, are we with Jesus, the church? Are we with Jesus? Are we seeing his glory as Jesus prays for here? Are we in relationship with him? Are we beholding how great Jesus is? I think the unity, the issue of unity in the church today isn't an issue of people not trying hard enough to love one another. It starts with this issue of not seeing Jesus, not being with Jesus. Because if we are with Jesus, abiding in him, then he's abiding within us. And we see then what like Jesus prays for here in verse 21. Again, he prays that we'll be one and that we'll be with Jesus. And he says, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. People will believe Jesus when they see the holy and the spiritual unity of the body of Christ. And what we need to do as a body is not necessarily try to be more united, although that's a huge part of it. We need to be with Jesus. As we're with Jesus, this kind of unity will flow out. We'll learn, as we learn to see the greatness and the holiness of Jesus, as we'll see that greatness and holiness within one another. We'll see the work of God in one another. And that brings us to a deeper and deeper kind of relationship with one another, with the body of Christ. Feels like we're a long way from that. And yeah, maybe that's true. But what we know is that Jesus is praying for it. It's going to come to pass. And what we need to do is be with him. And as we're with him, we're going to be with one another. We're going to strive to follow Jesus together and bless one another. Let's join Jesus in praying for the church. And let's pray that we'll be with Jesus and that we'll be one. Let's pray for our church. Let's pray for the capital C church. Let's pray that we'll be united in our love for Jesus and one another. Let's pray. Jesus, we thank you that you have shown us your love. And we pray that as we know your love, that we'll be one, that we'll be united, we'll be together, and that we will love you and we'll know your love and we'll love one another. And we pray that as we learn to love you and love one another, that there'll be this greater unity, that we'll be on the same page, that we'll serve together, love one another, hang out together, all those things. But we pray that it's much more than just doing those things. We pray for something deep and spiritual to happen within your church. We pray that for our church. We pray for that for the universal church. We pray for just this working together, this unity, that we will learn to love one another and to see outside our own little bubbles. Lord, this is a work that you need to do in us. So we surrender to you. Jesus, work in us as we are with you. We love you, Lord. We bless you and bless your church, Lord. In your name we pray.